just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. This is the Just a Moment Podcast, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose.
Welcome to the Just a Moment Podcast, the Jam Pod, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose. Now, while I use poetry as the backdrop for this podcast, I take every opportunity provided in this space to share my perspective, to share a thought, as we reflect on the moments that life affords. Moments are all we will ever get in this lifetime. A moment here and a moment there. I am Sean N. Graham, host of the Jam Pod. I'm a poet, I'm an author, and a speaker. And I count it an honor to come before you each week to share what God has laid on my heart. I know what He has done for me. He has extended grace and mercy to me time and time again. So I am humbled that He is still choosing me, even today. So I count it a privilege to show up in this space every week. Now today, I want to pause for a moment, for just a moment, to honor my dad, Milton 100% Graham. We would be calling him to wish him a happy birthday. Yes, August 5th of this year, today. He would have turned 77 years old. Growing up, my dad always encouraged pursuits of literature. He encouraged us to read, to speak well, to expand our mind and our horizons. That was who he was. So rest in peace, my daddy. Rest in peace. If you are tuning in to the Jam Pod for the very first time, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Just a Moment Podcast. I pray that you will find value in what is shared in this space and that there is a connection from my thoughts to your heart. And I also pray that you will tune in every week to check out the new episodes on the Jam Pod. A new episode is available on Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, RSS, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts. I want you to check us out there. If you have subscribed, we want to thank you for doing so. And if you have not subscribed as yet, it is not too late. I'm inviting you to take this step. And while you're at it, please hit that notification bell so you will be notified once the new episodes are available. And please remember, leave me a comment as well. I would love to chit-chat with you. Let me know how the episodes have encouraged you. And if you have missed any of the previous ones, please go back. Watch them. Be encouraged. I know you will find value in what God has allowed me to share so far. Don't forget to share them with someone else. Encourage someone who might just need to be reminded that they're loved, that they matter, and that they are also equipped to handle what this life may send his or her way. A big thank you to everyone who stops by to check out the Jam Pod every week. From the bottom of my heart, I am truly, truly grateful. Before we dive deeper, I want to take a moment for a few shout outs. I want to shout out my friend Megan Carbula Carswell, who is celebrating a birthday today as well. Happy birthday, Megan. Have a blessed and beautiful Day. Tomorrow, August 6th, Jamaica celebrates its 63rd Independence Day. 63 years ago, Jamaica became independent. Now, for Jamaicans all over the world, wherever you may be, go ahead, celebrate Jamaica's independence. I will be putting on some festival songs and I will be dancing. I love to dance. Happy Independence Day, Jamaica. Now, the last shout out that I have, Just a Moment in Prayer, is coming up on Saturday, August 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, YouTube Live. I have checked my date this time just to make sure I wasn't sharing the wrong information. So yes, it is August 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, YouTube Live. We will be streaming Just a Moment in Prayer. Join us there for a time of encouragement, reflection, and prayer. Just a Moment in Prayer takes place on the fourth Saturday of each month. We launched on July 26th, and I'm excited for the next one. That's on August 23rd, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there. So, okay, Jam Fam, I want you to stay close because August is shaping up to be full of new blessings. I'm so excited to officially announce that brand new merch is dropping this month, from cozy gear to inspiring pieces that you can wear and that you can also share. Now, this drop is rooted in everything we stand for: faith, love, and intentional living. What? Embracing the moments that life sends your way. And that's not all. I'm also working on new books, more content, and even more ways for us to stay connected and grounded. There's so much unfolding, and I don't want you to miss a moment. So please make sure you're subscribed, you're tuned in, and you're ready, because what's coming next, you're going to want to be a part of it. So let's jump right into today's episode that's titled, We Are More Alike Than We Are Different. We are more alike than we are different. The truth is, when we pause to reflect on the fact that we are more alike than we're different, we would be nicer to people. We would behave more conscientiously. We would love more. We would be more understanding. We would give more grace. We would be more forgiving and lenient, not excusing wrongdoing at all, but giving space for repentance to take place. There is absolutely no status in heaven. And there will only be one class of people there: believers. Those who believed that God is God. Those who are still believing today that God is God and that Jesus is his son. That Jesus came to this earth, was crucified, and rose again triumphant, and is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and will return one day to gather his children. Same thing goes for hell. One class of people there, unbelievers, those who refuse to believe that God is God. Those who refuse to change their ways. One class of people, right? The ones who did not want to submit to the authority of God at all. We are called to be our brother's keeper. We see people with whom we work with, go to church with, go to school with, out in the supermarket, at the stores, and we have no idea of the burdens they may be carrying. Sometimes we fail to see how one kind word that is spoken, how one kind gesture that is made could really make the difference between life and death. Life and death. I've always said there is no difference between the rich man and the poor man who both have a loaf of bread. They both get to eat it one bite at a time. No difference. Remember what I said. We are more alike than we are different.
The truth is, when calamity occurs, it affects everyone. Storms, fires, whatever the disaster. It doesn't impact a specific class or a specific group of people. It doesn't impact a specific or a certain status. No, it affects everyone in its path. I gave a devotion some time ago and I shared how when the war started in Ukraine, the rich left with nothing and the poor left with nothing. The educated were fleeing, and so were the uneducated. All races were running together. In that moment, one's color or ethnicity had no relevance whatsoever. No relevance whatsoever. It's always interesting to see why, or to think why we are so quick to build separation barriers to make us appear more affluent or better than others. Color barriers, financial barriers, status barriers, political barriers. It's as if we don't breathe the same air. We don't need the same air to breathe or the same blood to live. One may be drinking bottled water. One may be drinking water from the tap. At the end of the day, both are still drinking water, right? This is the season. In these moments, I would love if we could just pause for a moment to consider our likeness, our similarities, our humaneness, and recognize what? That we are all in this together. We are all on this journey called life. We are in this race together. We were all born as babies, and we're all heading in the same direction, getting older. We are not better than the other because of what we have acquired. Because one may have acquired little the right way, while one may have acquired much the wrong way. I remember some time ago or some years ago listening to one of Maya Angelou's speech, and she said, when you learn, you teach. We help each other. We help one another. Each one extending a hand, being gentle, being kind in our actions, being kind with our words, the way we speak to one another, the way we make others feel when we walk away. Treat others the way we would want to be treated. Building up instead of tearing down, being an encouragement, a sense of hope and peace. Allowing the light of God to shine through you to the one who might be going through a dark moment. A dark moment. And another thing that is vital is that we do not harbor unforgiveness in our hearts. Give your hurts and your pain and your disappointment to God. You don't have to hurt someone because they hurt you.
You know, Jesus left the Lord's Prayer for us in Matthew chapter 6, 9 through 13. And verse 12 reminds us to forgive our debts. We ask God to forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. That's the King James Version. It is commonly repeated as forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I too have erred time and time again. And I too have had to go to God and ask for forgiveness time and time again. So how can I hold my brother captive to his arrow against me? How can I say my sin was okay, but my brother's was not? How can I say my sin deserves to be pardoned, but my brother's sin does not? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We are more alike than we are different. When we recognize that, we will learn how to treat others with love. Let us be empathetic. Let us be considerate. Let us give grace and treat others with the respect that we expect. These moments that we get are really short. Yes, they are. So let's not miss out on them. Let's not miss out on them because of our skewed thoughts and perceptions. The truth is, we are really more alike than we are different. After all, we were all made in His image. All made in His image. And so we are more alike than we are different. The essence of this podcast is to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose. And so, like we do every week, today is no different. I share a poem with you. And today's poem, in line with the thought or the reflection, we're more alike than we're different, is titled, Who Am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I to judge you? Who am I to condemn you? Who am I to write the verdict and lay it to your charge? Who am I to hate you? Who am I not to love you? When Jesus went to Calvary, didn't he go for you and me? Who am I to see your faults and pretend to be blind to mine? Who am I to forget that God has forgiven me every single time? Who am I to reject your love and pass the blame to you? Who am I not to see that what He did for me, He will do for you? Who am I to blame you as if I have never messed up too? Who am I to think that I am so much more righteous than you? Who am I to forget that I'm flawed but yet forgiven? Who am I not to extend grace like my Father did to me from heaven? Yes, who am I? Who am I? In spite of all that is happening around us, we have to stand on the truth of God's word that never fails. Let us stand on the light of God that binds us together,
We were created in His image, and we are more alike than we are different. All right, JamPod family, before we wrap up today's episode, here are just a few reminders. We will be back next week, same time, same place, with a brand new episode dropping Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, RSS, wherever you get your podcast, wherever you listen. So don't forget to check us out. If you haven't subscribed as yet, please go ahead when you get a chance, do so. And hit that notification bell so that you never miss a moment. And remember, I would also love to hear from you. So leave me, drop me a comment, send a message. Let me know how this episode encouraged you or sparked something in your spirit. And don't forget, you can always find us at seaningraham.net, justamoment.live. Everything we're building, this movement, this ministry, is all there waiting for you. See you next week on the Just the Moment podcast, the Jam Pod. Moments that are gone don't come back. Missed moments cannot be recaptured or retrieved. So take a hold of your moments. The moments that life sends your way, good or bad, happy or sad. That's all we get. Take a hold of your moments. Guess what? I am taking a hold of mine. And as you move through this week, wherever the journey may take you, whatever moment you may encounter, please remember that we are more alike than we are different. We are all human beings. Extend love, extend grace, one towards the other. Put God first in all that you do. Be good to yourself and be true to who you are. Be true to who God created you to be and to become. I am your host, Sean N. Graham. See you next week on the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod.
Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. This is the Just a Moment Podcast, where we pause to reflect on life.